सत्यं ब्रुआत् प्रियं ब्रुआत् योग्यं ब्रुआत्।
हेलो एवरीबॉडी, वेलकम टू द पॉडकास्ट ऑफ साइंस ऑफ सीयर्स। टुडे वी विल डिस्कस द साइन ऑफ जेमिनाई, दैट इज द थर्ड साइन इन द ज़ोडियक। प्रीवियसली वी हैव डिस्कस्ड एरीज एंड टॉरस। Now, the sign of Gemini indicates the neck, hands and chest of Kalpurush. It is an airy sign and an odd sign. This is also called as Uvairashi or a dual sign. This rises with its head, therefore it is a Shirshodaya sign. It has the domination of Rajaguna. Lord of this Rashi is Mercury. The nakshatras included in this Rashi are Mrigashira, Ardra and Punarvasu. The third and fourth pada of Mrigashira, all the four pratpadas of Punarardra and the first three padas, that is first, second and third pada of Punarvasu falls in this Rashi. Gardens, flower gardens, entertainment places, gambling dens, all are denoted by this sign. This Rashi is strong during night. Now, friendly Rashis to Gemini are Aries, Leo, Libra, Sagittarius and Aquarius. The rest are inimical Rashis. This is the own house of Mercury and friendly house for Moon, Venus, Saturn, Rahu and Ketu. For Jupiter and Mars, this is the enemy house. In this sign, no planets gets exalted or debilitated. In terms of physical features, the natives born in this Lagna will have an upright and lengthy body with wide forehead and beautiful eyebrows, but tends to have a weak body overall. They are always active and are subjected to tension and impatience most of the times. These people are very eager to read and write. Gemini people are good speakers. In most of the cases, it has been observed that these people will be always preserving things and will be stubborn in principles, will always be bent upon their own work. Even though they have a firm mind and are intelligent, they are capable of changing their character depending on the occasion and opportunity. They are capable of completing the work successfully, defeating the difficulties and hindrances. But they cannot go without the assistance or from others. They will utilize the exertion of others and will complete their job successfully. They will speak pleasingly and will get their work done. Having got a sharp mind and dexterity, they themselves will not get themselves entangled in anything. Will have the capacity of controlling others also. They will not get into the control of others in most of the time. In social life, they will attain good name and fame. In case of Gemini Lagna, since Mercury is the Lagna Lord and Venus the Lord of 5th house, that is a Trikona house, these are the two benefic planets here. Many scriptures state that 5th Lord Venus is the only Yoga Karaka, but in some texts it is stated that the 9th Lord, even he, if he gets any other lordship or conjoins any other malefic, he will not give malefic results. Hence, Saturn and Venus are capable of giving yoga. After this, the Sun, because of the ownership of the third house, Mars due to the ownership of 6th and 11th house, and Jupiter due to the ownership of the 7th house are malefics. Mars is a full malefic. Since Jupiter got the ownership of the 10th house, he is half benefic and half malefic. Mars and Sun are malefics here. So let's discuss the effect of each planet for Gemini ascendant. Mercury, the owner of the Lagna and the fourth house, even though Kendradhipatya Dosha exists here, because of the ownership of Lagna, Mercury becomes benefic. If he is beneficially placed and is with strength, then long life, health, finance, property will be acquired. Otherwise, if he is badly placed, many difficulties, loss of property, enmity with relations, as well as opposition from them, mental pain, great anger will be the bad results that will be coming. If he is placed in the 4th, 5th or 9th houses, higher education like graduation, house, vehicles will be possible. If he conjoins with the lord of the 10th house, a noble house may be acquired. If placed in the 2nd house and is not aspected by anybody, finance and house, and if placed in the 11th house, good education, finance, land, house and vehicles will be forthcoming. Placement of 4th lord in 10th house is good. If he is placed in the 8th and without association, without anybody, long life, education and fame will be the result. The moon, who is the owner of the 2nd house of family, finance and education, being the house of inauspicious death as well as a Maraka place, moon becomes malefic but will not kill. If he is with strength, education, family, finance, ability of speech will all improve. Success in science, deep knowledge, capacity to dig out the hidden thing in the mind of the opponent will all be bestowed by moon. Profession may be in public works department, railways, etc. If he is placed in the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 9th or 11th house, then it is a good placement. The Sun, the lord of the 3rd house, is a friend of Mercury. Since he gets the ownership of the 3rd house, the general opinion is that he is a malefic. Since 3rd house is an upchai place, it will be giving only growth. Younger siblings, courage, writing capacity, success or failure, travel will all be denoted by the 3rd house. And hence, placement of Sun must be good and he should be with strength. If it be so, there will be many younger siblings and there will be good understanding with them. Ability to discussion will increase. If he is placed in the 10th house, it will give yoga. Finance will be better. Good placement for Sun are the 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 9th, 10th or the 11th house. Venus owns the 5th and the 12th houses. Being the lord of the 5th house of Purva Punya, he becomes a benefic. If he is with strength, addition of children, dignity, influence, fame, house, vehicle will be the good results. If he is placed in the 5th or in the 5th to 5th house, that is the 9th house, or in the 10th house, or in an exalted position, or in the 11th house also, these positions gives good results. Since he is getting the ownership of the 12th house at the end of his dasha, he will take away whatever was given by him. That is to say, everything will be lost at the end of his dasha. Mars owns the 2 malefic houses, that is the 6th and the 11th house. Hence, he is a malefic. The 6th house indicates disease, enemy and debts. 11th house is a house of Maraka for a dual sign. If he aspects the Lagna or the Lagna Lord accidents or wounds may happen. Trouble from enemies will be there often. There will be no good things coming from the elder siblings, but only troubles will be coming from them. Whatever it is, being the lord of the house of gains, he will give both gains and income. At the same time, he will give losses and troubles. He is better placed in the 11th house. As far as the 6th house is concerned, if there is an exchange between him and with either the 8th or the 12th lord, it will give Viparit Raj Yoga. If he is placed in the 2nd house in debilitation or aspected by Mars, it will give a good yoga. The native may become a teacher or a professor. Jupiter, having Kendradhipatya Dosha on account of the ownership of the two Kendras, that is the 7th and the 10th house, and also the Marakadhipati Dosha on account of the ownership of the 7th house, Jupiter becomes the worst malefic. As per the rule that if a planet is placed in his own house, that Baba will flourish. Jupiter, if placed in the 10th house, livelihood will be good. If he is placed in a Trikona, Kendradhipati Dosha will not affect. If he is placed in the 1st or the 7th house, it is not good. If he aspects the 11th house of livelihood will be very good. If he is placed in the 4th house, it will create Simhasana Yoga. Generally, government officers, teacher, professor, lawyer, head of a religious institution are some of the positions this native is likely to get. Possibilities also exist for professions in central bank, banks, income tax, revenue department, judicial, religious endowments, hospitals, government offices, educational institutions also. Saturn, the owner of the 8th or the 9th houses. Generally, it is said that Ashtamadhipatya Dosha, 8th house, is the house of longevity. If he is placed there, long life, good finance, satisfactory improvements in life will be the results. If it is in the 9th house, advancement in business and benefits to father and such good results will ensue. If he is exalted in the 5th house, good results will follow. There are some specific combinations which give rise to certain yogas which give very good results. So let's discuss them. If Mercury is placed in the 3rd house along with Sun, Mercury Dasha will give good results. If Moon, Mars and Venus are conjoined in the 2nd house, Venus Dasha will be a good yoga giving Dasha. If Mars is posited in the 2nd house, Moon and Saturn is posited in the 8th house, in the Dasha of Mars, there will be a Dhana Yoga. If Moon and Mars in the 11th house and Saturn in the 9th house in his own house, all the Dasha periods of the three planets will give Dhana Yoga. Raja Yoga will result if Venus in Lagna and Saturn in the 9th in his own house. If Jupiter is placed in the 4th, 7th or 10th to the Moon, Yoga will be the result. Moon and Jupiter in Cancer, Mercury in Virgo, Venus in Libra, Raja Yoga will be the result. If Venus gets exalted and in the 9th house, Mercury and Saturn are conjoined, Raja Yoga will be the result. If planets are placed in Kendras starting from Lagna, good results will follow. If Mercury, Venus and Saturn are placed in the 5th house, Raja Yoga will result. Jupiter in Lagna, Venus in the 10th house and Mercury in the 11th house will give rise to a Raja Yoga. If Jupiter is placed in the 10th house and Venus and Saturn are in the 9th house, another Raja Yoga will be the result. If the 5th Lord Venus, 9th Lord Saturn are placed jointly in the 7th or in the 10th house, Raja Yoga will be the result. Yoga will be there if placed in the 9th house also. Jupiter and Moon in Cancer and Mercury in Virgo will give self-earned wealth. If both Jupiter and Venus get exalted, Raja Yoga will be the result. If Lagna Lord Mercury and Vagya Lord Saturn are conjoined and placed in Lagna 9th or in 10th house, another Raja Yoga will be the result. If the 9th Lord Saturn is exalted in the 5th, 5th Lord Venus is conjoined with 4th Lord Mercury and 10th Lord Jupiter and placed in the 9th, due to the exchange of the 5th and 9th Lords, Great Raja Yoga will be the result. If the Lords of the 2nd, 4th and 10th are placed in their own house and are with strength, possibility of becoming a professor is there. If Jupiter and Saturn conjoin, that will not constitute Dharma Karmadhipati Yoga, but the results due to their Karakatvas as well as the Karakatva of the Vab they own will be realized. Moon in Lagna, Jupiter in the 4th house, Venus in the 10th house, Saturn in the 8th house or in the 9th house, Mercury in the 11th house will constitute a Raja Yoga. Moon in Lagna, Jupiter exalted in the 2nd, Mercury in the 4th exalted and Venus in the 5th in his own house, Yoga for owning vehicles will be there. Mars exalted in the 8th house, Sun and Mercury in the 4th house and Venus in his own house in the 5th will give rise to a good yoga.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. You can reach us through the email ID that is scienceofseers@gmail.com and also can use the link for asking questions given in the description box. We will be back with new episodes shortly. So, see you later. Till then. Satyam Bruhat, Priyam Bruhat, Yogyam Bruhat.